and Ryan Pickett may miss some practice time this week. You know, obviously Nick with the knee and Ryan with his hamstring tighten up a little bit. A number of other players are nicked up, but don't expect them to miss Wednesday. But I'll have more information, obviously, when they come back here Wednesday morning. So with that, I'll take your questions. Johnny Jolly is in Houston today, yes. I assume he'll be back tomorrow. Well, if you look at our, you know, our 14 weeks work, I mean, it is an anomaly to give up that much production against our defense. You know, I think the biggest thing you need to look at from a statistics standpoint, you know, it starts at the big plays. I mean, they generated 366 yards off of 12 plays. So, I mean, that's where you have to start as a defense in the evaluation of how and why. And like most times, when you have a chance to look at the film and evaluate it, they're all things technical or assignment-wise that are definitely controllable, you know, by us. So the players are in there right now, correcting the film with the coaches, offensively and defensively, and we'll do that today, and we'll actually move on to Seattle when they complete. So. I think it's such a blanketed statement, just because of the fact that who are their players? I mean, what schemes are we talking about? What are the matchups? You know, weather conditions. I mean, all those things factor into it. I mean, you know, obviously Pittsburgh has a pretty good handle on trying to attack this defensive scheme. You know, with all the empty and the type of things that they did. I mean, you know, sub packages is something that we've been playing exclusively in throughout the year. So none of this is really new. We just didn't do a very good job handling it as we did in the past. And, you know, we know going into the game that, you know, Ben Roethlisberger was, you know, very good at extending plays, and he extended a number of plays that where he was able to create big plays. I mean, that was a focus of ours all week, you know, and we did not get that part done. Well, no, but it's changing personnel. It's not an option. It's really not an interest of mine. We've had our share of injuries, like everybody is. You know, tryouts are over. You know, we've got game number 15 coming up, and you know, we need to do some of the things that we didn't do very well yesterday better. And you know, if we need to adjust some things based on who's coming in here and you know what the matchup is across from them this week, then we'll do that. So I mean, we have answers for the issues that we encountered. We didn't handle it very well yesterday. Well, there's pressure throughout, and I think you know, the pressure call earlier, I think, concerned everybody, rightfully so. I after going through the film, you know, I didn't on the field have an issue at all with the way we called it, and even watching the film. We had a number of opportunities to end that game on that last drive, so and play calling was not the issue. Well, Jared Bush, you know, he doesn't always play the nickelback. I mean, he's playing both corner and nickel. You know, he gave up two big plays yesterday when, you know, letting the receiver get behind him. That's a basic fundamental that, you know, you're not supposed to do. So there's definitely some technical things that Jared needs to do a better job of. That was not his best game yesterday. Mason Crosby's our kicker. He will be our kicker moving forward. Zero interest in bringing in a kicker. I have all the confidence that Mason will fix you know, the issue that he's had with the, you know, missing the one kick a game. You know, I know it doesn't do any good talking about it in here or publicly, but you know, he's kicked the ball very well, and in the two opportunities to make key field goals, he did not. So. That they're technical things that he's fully capable of correcting, and that will be our focus. So he's a very talented kicker. He's our kicker. He will be our kicker, and he will kick it through the uprights, and that'll be our focus as we move forward with him. Jeremy, we'll stick with Jeremy with the holder. Just like I talked about yesterday, it was a change that was made, you know, more for mentally for Mason, you know, the punter, and everybody knows how the operation works. The punter and the kicker, they spend all their time together. There's more opportunities for them to work on it, you know, based on Matt Flynn's other responsibilities in practice. So this is really not an indictment on Matt Flynn or his holding ability. This is something that, from a confidence standpoint, we felt that would help our operation, the ability to spend more time like Mason and Jeremy do. So that was a big reason why we made the switch. I'm sorry? Well, I'm sure he doesn't feel very good today. I mean, you know, we're very honest, and I'm sure he would be too if he was standing up here in front of you. He needs to kick that ball through the upright there. That was an important field goal for us. You know, to drive the football and come away with no points there. We've done it a couple times this year, so it's a lesson that needs to be well learned as we move down the stretch here. So we're going into week or game number 15. So he needs to do a better job of making key field goals. I mean, I think he's kicking the ball extremely well. In the kickoff part of it, we were asking him to do more in that phase than he's done in the past. You know, he didn't have a very good pregame, you know, in Pittsburgh, and you know, part of that carried over to that kick. I mean, that's really a hypothetical, and to go back to that, I do. I have a lot of confidence in Mason because I've seen him kick at a very high level, and he is very talented. So he is relatively, you know, young in his career, and I fully anticipate, you know, we'll fix this and you know, move past this stage that he's gone through. I think that's how I view Mason as part of our team. I mean, that's an open-ended question. When you watch the last two particularly, you know, what he did from a fundamental standpoint is something that is very correctable and something that he's done later in the game. So I would say if anything, without talking to Mason yet, I mean, his confidence probably took a shot, you know, yesterday, and we need to help, you know, get him past that. But at the end of the day, we'll have a great week of work, and he needs to do a better job making that key field goal. And you know, that opportunity is going to come in the game. There's nothing that we could do Monday through Saturday that's going to create that situation for him. Did not surprise me. I mean, we were obviously fully prepared for it. I think it was evident on both sides of the field. You know, both offenses were extremely productive. You know, the second half was was all about offensive production. So, yeah, it did not surprise me. I'll be honest with you, I was a little not surprised. I was impressed with on how well the playing surface was, because I know they've had some history in the past with, you know, they have the high school, the WPIL All-Star Games, all four games in one day there, and the field is always replaced after that. So, you know, anytime you have a field that's, you know, not in order for a couple of weeks, you potentially have some issues. But I thought the field was in great shape. So, you know, I'm sure that had a little bit to do with it, too. We've adjusted that today, frankly. The players are in there right now. They're in this morning with their weight training, conditioning phase and responsibility. We had a team meeting at noon. We'll correct the film, and then we'll move on. We'll start Seattle. We usually don't start Seattle, the opponent team, till Wednesday. There's a lot of individual time that the players could either come in, you know, Monday or Tuesday on their own. So we're going to start that process today. And then with that, we were going to encourage them to have some one-on-one time tomorrow in here. Once again, moving on to Seattle, or Wednesday will be very similar. We've added some extra meeting time on Wednesday. Thursday will be a full day, Christmas Eve, add a little extra time there, and then the player and staff will be off on Friday. So we've extended our work on Saturday, just to, you know, we're doing the same amount of work. We're just kind of moving it around, making it up here Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday for the time that we won't be here on Friday. So the players will be off on Friday. I think you gain experience from every opportunity, and I think yesterday is an experience that we'll definitely be able to draw from as we move forward. You always want the victory, because with that victory comes that, you know, that big chunk of confidence that goes along with it, and it would have been very helpful to go into that environment playing, you know, the defending world champions when they're, you know, basically on the ropes fighting for their playoff lives. And you know, we did not get that done, but there's a lot of things in that game. And I just look at the one aspect of adversity. I think that's been a real strength of our football team. It's been a very, very important, you know, aspect of the way we've won games here in the last month and a half, and it was very evident in that game yesterday. So, I mean, there's a number of opportunities that did get away from us, but we definitely responded time and time again to a very good football team playing at a high level. And those are things that we'll carry forward.
What can you say about Aaron's performance? Five touchdowns are for him, but in general, the things that you've seen from that is you like three touchdown drives in the fourth quarter.
I thought Aaron Rodgers played probably one of his better games here in Green Bay, just for the fact of the way it started. You know, we had every intention of going in there and punching them in the mouth, and frankly, I thought they punched us in the mouth there in the beginning of the game. And I love the way our team responded, and I like the way he just stayed steady. He never flinched. He had some adversity, obviously, with a couple of hits early, some drop balls early, but I thought he was very consistent, handled all the pressure looks. I thought Scott Wells and Aaron, just from an adjustment standpoint in our protection scheme, did an outstanding job. I thought the protection unit was outstanding, starting up front with the offensive line. I thought Brandon Jackson played as well as any running back I've seen in pass protection. I thought he played at a very high level. So it was a big day for Aaron Rodgers. It's about points. It has been. I think, you know, running the ball and throwing the ball statistically, it just makes you look at that area. I know, you know, you go through the run pass ratios all the time. We don't always play that way. We have a quarterback and we have an offensive unit that can handle a lot of adjustments at the line, and I think we're very good at that part of it. And if it's running the ball versus a better look, we'll run it. And if it's throwing it versus a better look, we'll throw it. So, I mean, that's a starting point. Now, sometimes they line up and just throw it, and sometimes they just line up and just run it. But, you know, the way the defense plays you when you're a multiple personnel, a multiple concept, you know, multiple formation offense has a lot to do with what the direction of the game. And walking into the game, I thought we would be a little more mixed run, throw the football. But the way they played us on first and second down, I thought we did a good job of attacking their defense. Second play? It was the middle, is the inside fire zone, middle dog crossover, how you want to refer to it. I can't recall if it was just a three dog zone or if it was the main. I would say it's a four man pressure. Yeah, watched it on film this morning. You know, John, the official, he gave me an explanation. Said he had a very good view of it. I mean, watching on our tape, I was surprised it was overturned. But you know, obviously they have different camera angles and so forth. He gave me an extensive explanation on the sideline, and he was confident overturning the play. So that's the way it goes sometimes.